Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
For several years, pirates operating out of Somalia have preyed on international shipping in the Indian Ocean, especially off the Horn of Africa, one of the world's busiest trade routes. Boarding large commercial vessels, they would hold ship and crew hostage until their demands for millions of dollars in ransom were met. To justify their actions, some of the pirates have said that they are protecting Somali fishing grounds, which have been depleted, they say, by illegal fishing by other nations. But this is an excuse, a smokescreen for criminal behavior, and a lie disproved by the pirates' own actions. In February 2011, 19 pirates operating in the Indian Ocean hijacked the yacht Quest. On board the hijacked vessel were four Americans. During negotiations with U.S. military rescue ships, the pirates launched a grenade at the U.S. ships, prompting the commander of the rescue mission to order that the yacht be boarded. All four American citizens aboard the yacht, Scott Adam, Gene Adam, Phyllis McKay, and Robert Riggle, were found to have been murdered on orders of the pirate leader. The 13 surviving pirates surrendered and were sent to the United States to face charges of kidnapping and piracy. On July 8th, a federal jury in Norfolk, Virginia, convicted three of the pirates on 26 counts, including piracy, conspiracy to commit kidnapping, hostage-taking resulting in death, kidnapping resulting in death, and multiple firearms offenses. All three were sentenced to life in prison. The other pirates who attacked the Quest had previously pled guilty in a U.S. federal court. They were also sentenced to life in prison, as was the onshore negotiator working for the pirates. The United States welcomes the August 2nd sentencing of the three pirates for the murder of the crew of the Quest. While serving their life sentences, these individuals will join over 1,000 pirates operating in the Indian Ocean that have been brought to justice in 20 countries around the world in recent years. We extend our condolences to the families whose lives have been forever changed by this tragedy, and will honor their memories by continued commitment to building robust diplomatic partnerships to promote maritime security worldwide.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.